Coming into meditation, begin by finding a posture that's easeful, stable, a posture that invites a kind of joy. Joy at stillness arising for some of us at the end of a long, busy day, or wherever in the cycle of the day and night you are. Posture that invites a balanced energy, not too bright, not too dim. Awake without being restless, relaxed without dullness. This is a middle way that takes some doing to find. But our tools are the posture, the breath, and the directing of attention. As we find a body that's conducive for ease and presence, washing the body with the energy of breathing. Maybe breathing a little deeper in and out through the nose. You might hold the breath at the top of the breath cycle for a few seconds before you release a long out breath, emptying completely and holding at the bottom for a couple seconds. Lengthen the inhale to brighten the energy. Lengthen the exhale to deepen into relaxing and ease. And we let go through the musculature around the eyes and jaw, the face, neck and shoulders, chest and belly, low back, down through the bowl of the hips to the legs. And we feel our presence in this place on the earth with a kind of temporary stability. Everything changing all the time, but here I am sitting still. And sometimes you can feel such a dynamic vibration in the stillness. This way that everything around us is changing all the time, everything inside us is changing all the time. Even the boundary between inside and outside can feel permeable, mobile. The sense of self expanding and contracting, changing form as we find ourselves in different situations, different relationships, playing different roles in the drama, sometimes the hero, sometimes the companion, sometimes the villain, sometimes an extra far back in the crowd, playing our part, sometimes the one opening and closing the curtain, sometimes the one at home making dinner. There's many ways of saying in meditation that there's a multiplicity of experiences we can tune into. The way that Coleman Barks translates Rumi as saying that the body is like a guest house. Or Walt Whitman saying, I contain multitudes. To the internal family systems approach, recognizing the parts that form our ego structure, our sense of self. All of these ways of saying that when we tune in, there's a lot here. There's so much here. In this literature, we've been studying the perfection of wisdom. It says that as we tune in through the lens of the Bodhisattva, the one devoted to wakefulness, we find an infinite profusion of beings, filling the universe in a flashbulb moment of clear seeing, ourselves and all that is illuminated in one heart expanse. Everything, everywhere, all at once. Can you feel in this intimate present moment the way that past and future, the same as internal to myself and external to myself in other places, that these are distinctions in the mind? There's a kind of presence that collapses or expands into both space and time in an infinite way. That very simple presence with all that is. Is a state of a kind of wild openness that's not far away, not based in deep concentration or mystical illumination, although those help. The pathway to this is that deep settledness and non-anxiety makes possible a kind of seeing where there are no walls around the mind, no walls around the heart. Think of every discriminating thought or judgment or complaint as a kind of wall between myself and something else. Dropping these complaints, stories. Think about the moment when you've been engrossed in a book or a movie, You've really been in it. You've been with the story, the characters. The world around you that is not that, the ordinary world of your family, your work, the news cycle, has disappeared. The plants in your garden have disappeared to be replaced by the ecosystem in the book, the characters in the book. You've been immersed. And the book ends, or you put it down. And there's those couple moments when you look up and this world is strange. Because you stepped out of the trance of this world's story. And when we come back to it, it can all seem unreal for a moment before its reality comes flooding back in. The mind is between worlds. In that space is a kind of pure perception. Neither immersed in a fictional world, nor immersed in the not so much fictional, but approximations or convenient narratives of our consensus world. Bodhisattva mind steps outside the consensus world. To understand a universe that has no natural boundaries in it, including boundaries around the mind and heart. This place will not tell you how to vote or make a living or who to marry or what to do with your money. This place shows us that all of those things are exactly what they are and only what they are. But there's more. And in meditation are the invitation of profound intimacy is to set down the novel of myself, and even set down the novel of this world, the novel of this country, the novel of my family. And touch for a few moments the heart of the perfection of wisdom. We'll sit in meditation in this way in this way that isn't so much away, but a refusing to be captured by ways that are too limited and limiting. Whatever the mind comes up with, you just let it go by. Whatever tension arises into the body's musculature, we let it go by, let it pass through and dissolve back into release. We let impulses pass by, storylines pass by. Until we begin to see through the walls that confine the heart into small ideas about who we are and what we can be or do or understand. And if that's all too abstract, directing attention to the body's aliveness, the intimacy of aliveness, and nourishing that aliveness with a delicious breath and the pleasure of just being. That's enough. And close the meditation with the mantra from the Sutra, the heart of the perfection of wisdom. The mantra to the perfection of wisdom as a goddess, Prajna Paramita. Her mantra, Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhi Swaha. I'll chant three times and join in if you're in a space where you can make some holy sound. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha.